Hello and welcome to New Creation Common Prayer. Today we are called to worship with Psalm 128. Everyone who honors the Lord, who walks in God's way, is truly happy. You will definitely enjoy what you've worked hard for. You'll be happy, and things will go well for you. In your house, your wife will be like a vine full of fruit. All around your table, your children will be like olive trees freshly planted. That's how it goes for anyone who honors the Lord. They will be blessed. May the Lord bless you from Zion. May you experience Jerusalem's goodness your whole life long, and may you see your grandchildren. Peace be on Israel. Today's Old Testament reading comes from Song of Solomon, chapter 3, verses 6 through 10. Who is this, coming up from the wilderness like pillars of smoke? She is perfumed with myrrh and frankincense, selected from all the spice merchants' powders. Picture Solomon's bed, 60 heroic men round about it, all from the heroes of Israel. All of them skilled with the sword, expert in warfare, each with his sword ready at his thigh against terrors that come by night. King Solomon made a canopied couch for himself from the trees of Lebanon. Its pillars he made of silver, its covering, cloth of gold, its cushions, royal purple, its interior inlaid with love. Daughters of Jerusalem, go forth. Look, daughters of Zion, on King Solomon wearing the crown with which his mother crowned him on the day of his wedding, on the day of his heart's joy. Today's New Testament reading comes from Romans 10, verses 14 through 21. So how can they call on someone they don't have faith in? And how can they have faith in someone they haven't heard of? And how can they hear without a preacher? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who announce the good news. But everyone hasn't obeyed the good news. As Isaiah says, Lord, who has had faith in our message? So faith comes from listening, but it's listening by means of Christ's message. But I ask you, didn't they hear it? Definitely, their voice has gone out into the entire earth, and their message has gone out to the corners of the inhabited world. But I ask you again, didn't Israel understand? First Moses says, I will make you jealous of those who aren't a people, of a people without understanding. And Isaiah even dares to say, I was found by those who didn't look for me. I revealed myself to those who didn't ask for me. But he says about Israel, all day long I stretched out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people. Today's gospel reading comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 1 through 18. I assure you that whoever doesn't enter into the sheep pen through the gate but climbs over the wall is a thief and an outlaw. The one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The guard at the gate opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Whenever he has gathered all of his sheep, he goes before them and they follow him, because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger but will run away because they don't know the stranger's voice. Those who heard Jesus use this analogy didn't understand what he was saying. So Jesus spoke again, I assure you that I am the gate of the sheep. All who come before me, who came before me, are thieves and outlaws, but the sheep didn't listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief enters only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came so that they could have life, indeed, so that they could live life to the fullest. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. When the hired hand sees the wolf coming, he leaves the sheep and runs away. That's because he isn't the shepherd. The sheep aren't really his, so the wolf attacks the sheep and scatters them. He's only a hired hand, and the sheep don't matter to him. I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep and they know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. I give up my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that don't belong to this sheep pen. I must lead them too. They will listen to my voice, and they will be one flock with one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me. I give up my life so that I can take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I give it up because I want to. I have the right to give it up, and I have the right to take it up again. I received this commandment from my Father."
There's a place of quiet stillness between the lights of shadows reach, where the hurting and the hopeless seek everlasting peace. Words of men and songs of angels whisper comfort bittersweet, mending grief and life eternal, where joy and sorrow meet. There is a place where hope remains in crown of thorns and crimson stain, and tears that fall on Jesus' feet, where joy and sorrow meet. There's a place the lost surrender, and the weary will retreat, full of grace and mercy tender in times of unbelief. For the wounded there is healing, strength is given to the weak, broken hearts find love redeeming, where joy and sorrow meet. There is a place where joy remains in crown of thorns and crimson stain, and tears that fall on Jesus' feet, where joy and sorrow meet. There's a place of thirst and hunger where the roots of faith grow deep, and the rain and rolling thunder, when the road is rough and steep, there is hope in desperation, there is victory in defeat. At the cross of restoration, where joy and sorrow meet, there is a place where hope remains in crown of thorns and crimson stain. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. and tears will fall on Jesus' feet, where joy and sorrow meet.
The Apostles' Creed is a statement of Christian faith that goes all the way back to Latin Christianity in the 4th century and has been used by Christians in that Western tradition ever since. It is a reflection of the Christian faith in God, Jesus, the Spirit, and our hope in the future and in the church, and is something that during this Lenten season we will be repeating together. Let's now state that shared faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again, he ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now let us enter into a time of prayer for ourselves, our community, and the whole world. I invite you, wherever you're joining with us, to lift up your prayers, either out loud or silently, wherever you are today. Let's pray. Lord, we pray for your church, both our local congregation and the church worldwide. Help us to be unified in our mission today and to be great co-partners with your Spirit, wherever we find ourselves. Lord, we pray for those who are suffering today, whether sick, injured, or oppressed. Be with them, supply their needs, and bring justice today, we pray. Lord, we pray for those who may consider us enemies, whom we have injured or offended. Grant them your peace and enable us to be peacemakers. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings, including these. And now let us pray the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we depart this time together, go with these words from Psalm 129. The Lord is righteous. God cut me free from the ropes of the wicked. Go today in the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We'll see you tomorrow. New Creation Common Prayer is a ministry of New Creation Community Online, New Creation Community Middleton, and Nampa College Church. You can find out more about our ministries by visiting nampacollegechurch.com. Today's song was Where Joy and Sorrow Meet, performed by Ryan Gage and recorded and mixed by Drew McKellips. All scripture readings were out of the Common English Bible, Today's psalm reading was read by Caleb Daniels. Today's Old Testament reading was by Caleb Daniels. Today's epistle reading was by Caleb Daniels. And today's gospel reading was by Caleb Daniels. Background music for New Creation Common Prayer was created awesomely by Keller Gage. Today's devotion was produced and edited by Caleb Daniels.